This is Tech Talk with your host, Tom DiOria. Tom will spend the next hour making your life with technology a little easier with explanations of the different aspects of today's technology and how it can benefit your home, small office, or enterprise. Now here's your host, Tom DiOria.
Welcome to IMI's Tech Talk on Sunday, January 9th, 2011. And if you missed our show last week, Happy New Year to everybody. I'm Tom DiOria. I'm the CEO of Information Methods Incorporated. Today, the show is pre-recorded encore presentation of our 2010 Contingency Planning and Management East Conference we attended in November, but we're doing the Week in Review live from CES 2011 in Las Vegas, and we're going to be reporting on the conference of all the new things that are going on in the next couple of weeks. But we wanted to give you an update on some things that were happening in New York during the past week or two to catch you up on that so that the information doesn't get too stale. Just in case you're a first-time listener, in our first segment, Tech Talk provides you with a review of last week's most significant events in technology. We start with our increased coverage of New York's technology scene and follow this with our industry-wide report, which could contain information on conferences, announcements by vendors, new releases of software equipment, or new contract opportunities. One or more guests follow this from any aspects of business and industry, and if you wish us to consider a topic for a future show, you can send your suggestions to Tech Talk, that's T-E-C-H-T-A-L-K, at imi-us.com, and we'll get back to you pretty quickly. Anytime after our show introduction, please give us a call or send us an email question with questions on today's topic or anything else that we might be able to help you with. You can call 277-KFNX, that's 277-5369. And if you're outside the 602 listening area, call us toll-free at 1-866-536-1100. You can send email questions to techtalk at imi-us.com. And we're also being simulcast on the web, so if you can't get to your radio and you want to listen to our show, you can tune into it on 1100kfnx.com. And if you want to listen to an old show, we have them archived on our website, which is imi-us.com. Click on the Tech Talk button and go to the archives, and all our shows are there for you to listen to. So please call in any time during the show, and we'll try and get you on as quickly as possible. First segment, as I mentioned, is our Week in Review. To increase coverage of technology events in New York City and around the world, it's compiled by Dave Brandon and Jose Batista. And as I mentioned, we have a lot of things we need to bring you up to speed on. If you're not from the New York listening area, you may not know that we had a major snowstorm last week, caused havoc. The city's taking a lot of heat from that. We just came back from a press conference at City Hall because there's another snow expected tomorrow, which in this case is Friday and Saturday, because as I mentioned, we're pre-recording the introduction. And the city wanted to let, the mayor wanted to let the city know what it was doing to prepare. And it's not clear yet how much snow they're going to get. They got about 2 feet last week, and there were a lot of problems. And this week, the mayor fired the head of the EMS because a number of people died. Ambulance couldn't get to the responses. They handled approximately 50,000 calls to 911 on December 27th, the day after the storm. It was the sixth highest since the city kept statistics. And at one point, there was a backlog of 1,300 calls. And because of everything that went on, there's a lot of talk that sanitation union did some stuff to slow down the street cleaning, and federal prosecutors and city investigators are looking into these claims to see if there's any truth to the allegations. And Mayor Bloomberg also directed Skip Funk, the citywide director of emergency communications, who we're working for on the ECTP project, if you're a regular listener, to examine why the communications and dispatching systems failed. Now, the technology didn't fail. Technology worked fine. There's a whole lot of other factors that went into that. So we're going to keep an eye on that. We'll definitely report more next week. And the other thing that came up during the holiday season was a scandal with regard to the Office of Payroll Administration CityTime system. And CityTime is the city's web-based time and attendance system for the 80 mayoral and other agencies in the city. And it's been moving slowly, and there's been a whole lot of issues with regard to its development and implementation. But what happened, or what was uncovered, was that the city had been ripped off for approximately $80 million, that's with an M, dollars. That's going to be a big investigation for a long time. There was talk about certain people getting tremendous kickbacks, that the city was charged for work that never happened. The city person for payroll administration that monitored the project resigned recently, this week as a matter of fact. And we're going to follow this again for you really closely. And again, it has nothing really to do with the technology implementation, but more on people mishandling things. So we're keeping on top of this, but you know, it's difficult to make conclusions now until some more of the facts are uncovered by the investigatory agencies. Okay, a little bit of news before we take a break and get to our recap. Nintendo is warning young children against playing 3D video games on its upcoming handheld gaming system, the Nintendo 3DS. And we're going to take a look at this while we're here at CES in Vegas and let you know what this is all about. But kids age 6 and younger who play the 3D games may have the growth of their eyes stunted. So this is serious stuff. The company told us that in a statement. The warning notes that parents can turn off the 3D functionality of the handheld 3DS. They can also set passwords that keep kids from using the feature. The statement also asks everyone who plays the 3D gaming system to take a periodic break from the games as often as every hour or 30 minutes. So this is something that's pretty serious. So I suggest you look at it pretty carefully before you and your kids play it. And we'll get you an on-the-site report from CES to see what this is all about. And as you may have noticed, if you fly American Airlines, Orbitz and Expedia have dropped them from their online searches when you look for a flight. That's because American is having a standoff over fees that it pays to list its flights with the agencies. And while that is an immediate reason for the dispute, broader issues at stake, how American's tickets are displayed and marketed to travelers. American has developed direct connection distribution technology, which Orbitz and Expedia have refused to adopt, to change the way it displays and sells tickets. This is a little battle going on there, and whether or not this rolls over into anything that affects you directly is something that you should take a look at when you go to Orbitz and Expedia and then go to the American flight or site and see how those compare. And finally, before we take a break and get into our encore coverage from CPN 2010, and this is from KrebsOnSecurity.com, a malware-laced email that spoofed season greetings from the White House, siphoned gigabytes of sensitive documents from dozens of victims over the holidays, including a number of government employees and contractors who work on cybersecurity matters. The attack appears to be the latest salvo from Zeus malware gangs at ZEU, capital S, whose activities over the past year have blurred the boundaries between online financial crime and espionage by stealing both financial data and documents from victim machines. This activity is unusual because most criminals using Zeus are interested in money-making activities such as swiping passwords and creating botnets, whereas the hovering up of sensitive government documents is actively typically associated with so-called advanced persistent threat attacks. We're going to take a break. This is Tom DiOria, and we're reporting from CES, pre-recording from CES for this week's show, January 9, 2011. We'll report back to you in the next week or two on what we found at CES and what you can expect to see over the next year in technology. We're on KFNX AM 1100. We'll be right back after these messages. Please stay tuned.